lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
As we look at some lies and contradictions found in the Quran, let me remind you that the Quran, the holy book of Islam, was written, its compilations or manuscripts based on historical findings. And this spans several centuries and forms an important major part of the early history of Islam. And according to the Muslim belief and Islamic scholarly, that word's hard for me to pronounce sometimes, scholarly accounts, the revelation of the Quran to the Islamic prophet Muhammad began in 610 AD when the angel Gabriel supposedly appeared to Muhammad in the cave of Hira near the city of Mecca. And Muslims believe that Muhammad continued to receive revelations until his death in 632 AD. Now, when we think of this, there are many things to note about Muhammad. And I've mentioned this before, though. This one thing that stands out is this. It's difficult for me to comprehend that Muhammad was a holy prophet. He wrote the marriage contract. In other words, he became engaged. Let's use the word engaged, but he wrote the marriage contract with Aisha while she was 6 years old and consummated his marriage with her while she was 9 years old. And he was 54 at that time. And Aisha remained with him for 9 years until his death. You read that in Sahih Bukhari, Volume 7, Book 62, and Number 6. How in the world could anyone look at someone like Muhammad and say he is a holy man when he is a pedophile? This is something that people need to understand, not only we who look and read and study and believe the Bible, the Word of God, but it surprises me that even Muslims do not look at this and understand that Muhammad was a pedophile. How in the world could he be a holy man who received things from Allah, who they believe is God? And Allah is not God. Allah is another name for Baal. How could they believe that he was a holy man? Well, the fact of the matter is that Muhammad's dead. He no longer is around. He is in the realms of hell today because he is not a child of God. He's a child of Allah, and that represents the devil himself. And some people will get mad when I say that, and some Muslims will get mad when I say that, but it's the truth. God says there's only one way to heaven, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no freedom found in the Quran. There is no freedom found in the Muslim belief. We've studied that and we've looked at some of those verses that's found in the Quran. There is no freedom. You have no choice. But in Christianity, you have a choice. You can receive or reject. The Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That means anyone can be saved. And Christ said that there were many who believed on him. And that word many means not all, but many believed on him. Muhammad is dead. Jesus Christ is alive because the Bible says he rose from the dead after he was crucified, buried. He was resurrected, and he's alive today, seated at the right hand of God the Father. We study the Word of God, and we understand that Jesus Christ came into this world to seek and to save those who were lost. And that's every person in this world. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. But I say glory to God. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, the gift. God offers a gift to all those who will receive it. Mohammed never offered a gift to anyone, at least a gift that would last throughout all eternity. And that's what Christ offers, is a gift that lasts throughout eternity future. And that is eternal life in Him, by Him, and through Him, through His blood. We left off last time looking at some of the things that the Quran has said about killings. They're not to kill each other. Well, that's a total lie, because they have what's called honor killings. It doesn't make any difference if a woman is caught in adultery or whatever. If a woman is raped, they kill her in many instances, and it's called an honor killing in order to not to stain the family honor. Now, the forms of violence, the intimate violence against women, perpetrators are seldom punished in the Muslim religion. And this is something that even common sense tells us that that is wrong, that people who commit a crime need to pay for that crime, need to stand before the law of this world, man's law. One day, these people will stand at God's judgment. They will be judged for who they are, what they've done in this life. The Bible says that Jesus told people, if you have not believed in me, if you've done things that you shouldn't have done, which the one thing that they should have done was receive Jesus Christ as Savior, that those people will be judged. The Bible teaches us that Jesus said, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." The Bible says that all people who refuse Jesus Christ as Savior will stand at the white throne judgment, and at that time, there is no further chance, no further opportunity for them to be saved. When I say the word chance, that's the wrong term. There is no further way for them to accept Jesus Christ as Savior. They will recognize Him as Savior. They will recognize Him as the Son of God. They will recognize Him as God, but it's too late for them to be saved, to go to heaven. He will say, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you." Well, once again, as we get back to looking at some of the things found in the Quran, let me say that those who, once again, let me read some things from the Quran here. This comes from Quran, chapter 96 and verse 6, and Dawood 598. It says, "Those who disbelieve among the people of the Scripture," that's the Quran, those people who do not believe in the Quran, "and the polytheists will be in the fire of hell, where they will abide forever. These are the worst of creatures." And that's what the Quran says about someone who does not believe the Quran, who does not believe what Muhammad said, who are polytheists. That's those people who believe in the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. These people are not our friends. These people who adhere to the Quran, they are not our friends. The Bible teaches us that they are the enemy of God. And as such, God will deal with them. We do not have to be someone who takes, shall I say, the law into our own hands. We do not have to judge these people. God will judge these people one day, as I've already said. Now, what do Muslims following the Quran believe concerning women? And this is so important that women of the Muslim faith, Islamic faith, they need to understand that this is totally against what God has set down for a man and a woman. The Quran says this: "Men have authority over women because God has made the one superior to the other, and because they spend their wealth to maintain them." That means that man is superior, according to the Quran, is superior to the woman, and they spend their wealth to maintain the woman. Well, the Bible teaches us that a woman is equal with the man. In other words, in the sense that we are all created equal. A man has a responsibility in this world, and so does a woman. We are two different individuals. God has a place for the man, and God has a place for the woman. But the Quran says that the woman is not one who is equal with the man. Now, Good women, the Quran says, are obedient. They guard their unseen parts because God has guarded them. As for those from whom you fear disobedience, admonish them and forsake them in beds apart and beat them. Quran, chapter 4, verse 34. Daywood, page 83. That's part of what people who follow the Quran believe about women. Now notice this also. It says, forbidden to you are married women, except those whom you own as slaves. Quran, chapter 4, verse 24. Daywood, page 81. Well, if you fear, the Bible tells us that if you fear before God, if you cast yourself before God, that's God, the God of heaven, the real God of heaven, if you submit to him, the Bible tells us that you will be saved if you submit to what God has laid down according to the precepts that he has set forth. He is the creator. He is the one who made man and woman. The Bible teaches us that wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin, so that death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. That means that everyone in this world is born into sin because of Adam. Now, you cannot blame your personal sin on Adam because you are a personal sinner. You must give an answer for your own sin. And people who adhere to the Quran, who believe the erroneous teachings, the ungodly teachings of Muhammad, they will have their place in the lake of fire because they have not trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. They have followed a dead man, Muhammad. We who are saved, we follow the teachings and the workings and the one who is alive today, and he is Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. Now notice this, if you fear, the Quran says, you cannot treat orphan girls with fairness. And we're just still talking about how that they believe women are to be treated. If you fear that you cannot treat, this is orphan girls, about orphan girls, with fairness, then you may marry other women who seem good to you, two, three, or four of them. But if you fear that you cannot maintain equality among them, marry one only, or any slave girl you may own. Quran, chapter 4, and verse 3, Daywood, page 36. We have a group around today that believes in marrying more than one woman, and that is the Mormons, another cult. They do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. They believe in Joseph Smith. They believe that he was another prophet like Muhammad was. And you see how that many of the cults that we see today are based upon the same philosophies, some of the same things that each one believe in. And that shows that they are cults because they are going completely against what is common sense and the sense of spirituality, the sense that God has given them to tell them that they have a conscience that convicts their heart when they do something wrong. Every person in this world knows right from wrong. The Bible teaches us that those who refuse to do what is right, and that right is to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they will spend eternity in the lake of fire. Now, God has given every one of us the opportunity to be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. The Bible teaches us that as we trust the Lord with all of our heart, that we're saved. And we ask Jesus Christ, O Lord, forgive me of my sin. Please come into my heart and save me so that I can go to heaven and be with you. I thank you, Lord, for dying for me on the cross of Calvary, for being buried and resurrected, for shedding your blood on the cross of Calvary. Save me today, Lord.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.